Among the central rituals of Kwanzaa is the lighting of a candle for each of the 7 days of the celebration. At a cultural festival at the California African American Museum, Dave Evans explains the principles behind the upcoming holiday to a group of children. The first principle, she says, is unity.
It means a time of repose. It means a time to think about your ancestors, to think about the struggles that people have been through so that you can now have a life that is much more open.
Kwanzaa is based on African themes, but was started in the United States in the 1960s. Its principles are stated in the Swahili language, and the name Kwanzaa comes from a phrase meaning first fruits of the harvest.
The second day, because it's a 7-day ceremony, is Kujichagulia, and that means self-determination.
Collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. These round out the 7 principles of Kwanzaa. Gift-giving is a part of the holiday, but actor Jeffrey Anderson Gunther says the celebration has not become commercialized like Christmas.
When in Kwanzaa, we make our gifts. We all the kids will make something and give to each other, and then we have an abundance of food and stuff that's shared.
Many people celebrate their Christian or Muslim holidays or the feast days of other faiths and then celebrate Kwanzaa as well, says writer Marsha Bullock, whose family is Christian.
We do Christmas, and then Kwanzaa starts like directly the day after, so we do that too. And then, of course, my favorite part is the celebration, right? You get to eat everything.
The festival will end January 1st with a feast with friends and family. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Because whatever your faith is, that's what we want to